good morning. How are you?
We're busy. It's Friday. It's great. Everybody's fired up. Forecast is perfect. And as we kicked off our 68th season of high school football last weekend, here we are in week number two. We've got IU football starting next weekend. Or next Thursday, we've got the Colts preseason going. So school's back in session, football's rolling, and we're right in the thick of it. And this week we are in town, heading to the north side tonight, Dennis O'Martin Memorial Field. It's Cougars versus Cougars. The old adage is from week number one to week number two, that's where teams make their biggest improvement. And tonight, looks like the North Cougars could perhaps find themselves back into the win column.
Yeah, they haven't won since 2015, but this will be a competitive game tonight. Last year, they traveled up to Greenfield Central and had to do it twice because of lightning. But Greenfield Central kind of jumped all over the Cougars, and Coach Bless is talking to his team this year about the speed of the game and making sure they're ready to go from play one. But they got a real chance at this one. This Greenfield Central team lost some players off of last year, some important players, about 2,500 yards worth of rushing offense, and that's what they really key on. And the Cougars of Bloomington North, they bring back a lot of people because they were very young last year. A lot of work in the offseason in the weight room, so they're bigger and they're stronger. And this year, they certainly think they have a better shot at this, and I believe them.
Now, you talked about adjusting to the speed of the game. How much does it help Bloomington North that they had to play a powerhouse in Columbus East on week one? That transition into week two has to be easier for them.
Yeah, no question. This Greenfield Central team is going to be significantly different, not just in style, but it's also a much smaller team. You know, Columbus East, like you said, it's a power. It's got Division I type athletes at different spots, and it's got skill all over the place. And Greenfield Central is going to throw some skill players at you, but they aren't very big up front. That's what their difference is. They rely on angles and blocking. They rely on getting your eyes to look the wrong way on defense, and suddenly they're going to the left when you're looking to the right. But they're not real big up front. They lost their best offensive lineman. He may not play in this game. He's the only person on their offensive line. They listed over 220 pounds. So it's not a power game for Greenfield Central. It's more about making you look one way and going the other, whereas Columbus East is not extremely complicated in what they do. They come at you, and they execute it really well, and they've got some very powerful players. So it's definitely different. Seeing that speed, you know, coming out against Greenfield Central, there's nothing that in that regard that's going to shock them.
Dave Novak joining us this morning. He'll have Chalk Talk at 7 o'clock with Coach Scott Bless, the birthday boy this week. We'll get ready for Cougars versus Cougars, 7:30 right here on WGCL and WGCLradio.com. And North last week obviously saw a different kind of defense than they're probably going to see this week as well. Jordan McCoy and Ben Friel hooked up for a big pass late in that game. Ben Friel's kind of the everything guy for the Cougars. He's going to kick, he's going to run, he's going to pass. How important is it to have those 2 years, almost 2 years under his belt leading this team this season?
Yeah, it's very important. He was asked to do a lot by himself last year, and that's maybe a little unfair because it is a team of 11 no matter what, but they just weren't all that strong up front. They could never get a running game going last year. Their two leading rushers last year were each under 350 yards for the season, and they only had five rushing touchdowns all of last year. So that's something that's been a big focus of Coach Scott Bless, is he wants to get the running game going. So that takes the pressure off of Ben Friel. Ben was asked to do too much, and there are times he made some mistakes in doing it, and that's going to happen sometimes. So being a year older, he knows not to take as many chances, and being a year older up front means they got a lot more power than they did last year. They've got four seniors on their offensive line this year that are all over 280 pounds.
Yeah, they're not missing any meals. That's positive.
They're not, and they look significantly different. And that's the first thing I noticed at the first practice I went out, is how different they look up front. And Coach Scott Bless really believes both offensive and defensive lines are the strength of his team. So he sees the middle of the field, the important part of the field, as being their strength. And now it's a matter of, you know, making some plays on defense with their tackling and being in the right spots, and especially getting the running game. Ben's seen everything at quarterback by now. But he knows also he can't try to do too much, and he needs his running game to help him out.
And that running game, Xavier Trueblood's going to get the most of the carries, but he'll get some help in that way. North's offense looking for that balance. That balance has to start, I think you're right, with the running game. Are we expecting a bunch of points in this game after a high-scoring affair last year, or does Greenfield Central's newer offense, maybe that's a little different?
Well, this is a Greenfield Central offense. This is what they ran last year. I mean, North just wasn't ready for it. They did jump all over Dominican North last year. I expect a lot of points. You know, the question with the North defense, I think, is the tackling. It is whether they can make a play. And where Greenfield Central will get you, and Columbus East does a little of this also, they might lull you to sleep a little bit with some of their run looks, and then all of a sudden they'll hit you over the top of the play-action pass, and you're not looking for that. That's the scary part. North got hit on that a couple times against Columbus East. But Scott Bless was very adamant that they did not miss a lot of assignments on defense. It was much more about tackling, being in the right position, when they bounce the play outside and in the running game. But with Greenfield Central, what you wonder about is are they going to be the same team they were last week? They played a really sloppy game last week against one of their area rivals. They ended up with four turnovers. They tried two onside kicks. Somebody got a punt blocked. I think there were 24 combined penalties. It was a really sloppy game. So with Greenfield Central, they've got a lot of guys that are new players for them or new significant players for them. So that's really something I'm looking at, too, is are they a sloppier team this year than they were last year, because they were really a powerful running team last year.
Yeah, Greenfield Central, 11 penalties in week one. That's a kind of a week one thing. Week two, let's see who makes the jump. Let's see if the Cougars can get into the win column. We'll be there for you tonight. Dave will have Chalk Talk with Coach Scott Bless at 7. We'll have the play-by-play call for you at 7:30 on WGCL and WGCLradio.com. Martinsville and South both looking for their first win. Columbus East said they had a pretty good fight with Martinsville in their final scrimmage getting ready for the season. And that's maybe not a pickup game for South, but I think the Moriarty's Panthers will play a lot better this week. Give me a quick look at Huff Field tonight as the Arties come to town.
Well, we were shocked with how poorly Bloomington South showed up last week and played in that first half, and it showed. They got down 44-0 to Brownsburg, and everything was going wrong. So everyone's got Coach Moe's attention or vice versa this week. And, of course, it is a rivalry game, even though the South Panthers have had the best at Martinsville by far the last few years. The first question becomes, does South bounce back mentally? That's a huge question mark. Now, they always have under Coach Moe. That's not been a question most of the time, but you have to look for that first and foremost. Christian Paycheck is probably not going to play, maybe out a couple of weeks. So, how does the offense roll with that? They had problems out wide, winning some battles at the wide receiver position. And, their passing game is just as key. So can that offense get rolling? Because the South defense lost some playmakers, and we saw them. They're a little behind. So the offense has got to carry them early in the season, and this is the game where they got to do that. With Martinsville, it's kind of a question of new coach, new attitude. What are they going to play like? They had a home game last week against a really good program in Guerin Catholic. There's some turnovers in that game too, but is it a problem with Martinsville? Does Martinsville pull some stuff out that hasn't been seen on film? All that sort of thing is likely in a big rivalry game. So you expect they're going to be fired up after having a game that they were really in. And for South, it really is a lot about the mentality, because they should come out and beat this Martinsville team that beat them pretty badly the last couple years. But the mentality coming off of Brownsburg has got to switch completely. It's got to switch 180 degrees.
It'll help for South. Alex Weddle is back in the defensive secondary. Chris Bamba should be back in the wide receiver core, and we saw what Maverick Terry could do with a bunch of carries last week. South and Martinsville, 7 o'clock tonight at Huff Field. And wrapping up the county preview, Edgewood travels to Northview. That's always a big rivalry game. Northview's a pretty good football team. Edgewood, first year under Brian Rosenberg, struggled to get some offense going last week.
Yeah, they had a few problems, a couple turnovers in that game themselves. Brian Rosenberg, though, he said he was happy with his team's effort. He was happy with the way they played, and that's good. I mean, first-year coach has got to get his team behind what he's trying to do. So, I think we said last week, it's going to be baby steps a little bit for Edgewood this week, and this particular road game doesn't help. Northview is always really good in the conference, and they've had Edgewood's number, no question, in most years. Last year was 56-0 at Edgewood. So it's a tough road trip for the team, but they've got their numbers up a little bit this year, and coach has got their ear, so he says, at this point. So we will see. I mean, it's hard to say Edgewood's going to go over there and knock off Northview, but for Brian, it's about keeping the program going in the right direction, keeping the kids behind him, and that sort of thing. To do your best out there, But it is a tough road trip for them for week two.
Yeah, and they know that as well. So we'll have a busy night of football. Our coverage will be followed by a post-game show, Indiana Sports Talk with Bob Lovell. Get you caught up on all the state scores and highlights from a busy night. Week number two, our 68th season of high school football, will have it for you. See you in a few hours, my friend.
Sounds good. See you soon.